previously on the Hooli's Hooli.
Hey, Rhino, you smoke? But you're dead for a heater in there, aren't you?
Man tased for trying to give Rhino a cigarette.
Right.
Try one of these.
Here, I'll light it for you.
Here, hold up. Come up to the gate. I'll light it for you. Hey, Rhino, can you help me out with the hair loss thing?
Should have asked.
I know there's something in your food that you're eating that gives you that nice rhinoceros hair.
You should have asked what the proper pronunciation of his name is.
Hey, how do I say your name?
Not talking, huh?
Is it Rhinoceros?
Not talking, huh? The quiet type. I know you. I used to be in sales. I'm still in sales, Rhino.
I have a breakdown.
Right.
Man has breakdown talking to Rhino.
SBC, welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy. Hi, Bill.
Hello, what's up?
And the greatest person in the world, Earth, universe, cosmos, Clay O'Brien is joining us. Hi, Clay.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody have a nice week. That's one of the things that I like to start the show out with.
What's a nice week?
One that's 6 feet above,
Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I did.
Six feet above Earth all day. That's a weird thing to say to somebody. How are you? 6 feet above.
That's a great t-shirt. 6 feet.
That's 6 feet on Earth, six feet above Earth.
6 feet above.
See that sign on the corner? I'm 6 feet above it. You can't, though. But I can. I'm having a great week.
You could base a whole motivational speech book, tapes, everything off.
Oh, Clay, I'm glad that you brought motivational speakers up.
All right, let's get into it.
I can't get away from them lately.
Wow.
Because I like going on the LinkedIn. You know that?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
That's your Facebook.
It's the business Facebook, and it's turning into Facebook, essentially, because...
I don't like it.
Because all it is now is... Now, I have about 5,000 connections. I hate to toot my own horn, but I'm a LinkedIn master.
Yeah, you know, right.
You should hire me. I'm a LinkedIn master.
Tool around it.
Any special qualifications? I'm very good with LinkedIn. And that's something that people say today. In any event, on this darn LinkedIn, now it's all just videos, just like Facebook. Like, it's people sharing things that shouldn't be on LinkedIn. But I do see a lot of motivational speakers.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about motivational speakers. At first, you start to watch them. The first few times when people share these videos and you go, that's a good message. You're right. You know? And then when you get inundated with them over and over again, you're like, I'm such a jerk. I got to change.
Yeah. No.
What's wrong with me? Why can't I think like Gary?
I think LinkedIn does that to you automatically because you get on there and you're like, I can't believe this guy's doing like vice president of this. Are you kidding me? This guy's a moron.
Yeah. Like you connect with a guy who used to be an old rival in high school with. And
yeah.
He's running Billy's toys without you.
No, he's like CEO of like Star Energy. You're like, oh, great. He's probably a gazillionaire.
Honey, I've had a bad day. I was on LinkedIn. I just found out that Eric is the CEO of Star Energy.
That's what it is.
In the Hooli's Hooli's cosmos, Star Energy is Apple for the neophyte listener out there.
Sure.
That's
Eric is the CEO of Star Energy.
Eric Hottenhockey.
Sounds believable.
That old body.
I'm Eric Hottenhockey, CEO of Star Energy.
But anyway,
keep going.
CEO of Star Energy. Everybody get out of their system.
Done.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The motivational speakers.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about becoming one. Yeah. Because I think that's the greatest ruse of the whole deal, right? Is like these guys.
They're actors. They're acting.
I'm like, what did this guy do before he was telling other people how to do it? You know what I mean?
It's all a big joke. All you got to do is take pictures in front of like other people's Porsches. You'd be like, you can be rich like me.
Trump did that. That's what Trump did.
Absolutely. You know?
I want everything to be gold and huge.
Right.
And I'm going to borrow your money to do it.
Exactly. And he's got $800 million in debt.
Mm-hmm. Listen to Gary. He's very smart. He knows exactly what he's talking about.
He's wearing a headset. How can you not believe him?
You know how much he paid for that headset? Nothing, because I gave it to him. We designed
it. $16.
I was the co-owner of Star Technologies at one time. Star Energy, pardon me. Is it Star Energy or Star Technology? I'm sorry. I don't even know.
Wireless headsets.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I've considered it.
You've considered what, working for Star Energy?
Well, I own Star Energy, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
I'm being a motivational speaker. Yeah. More so I'm like the, not, I wouldn't call it a motivational speaker.
A life coach?
No, like you speaking at high schools, that sort of thing, about drugs and alcohol and being an alcoholic. Mm-hmm.
That's
because I did it once at Fenwick, on a whim.
You went in, you said, I'm going to be a life coach?
I ran into someone at Kevels, a teacher at Fenwick.
Right.
And we got to talking, and I told him how, like, I hadn't drank probably for, like, 8 years at that point.
Right.
And he's like, you should come and talk to the kids. And I'm like,
You're a real inspiration. You know, some of the jerky kids in school could take a lesson or two from you.
And I looked him dead in the eyes, and I said, I'll do it.
And you did it.
And I did it in front of 1,200 kids.
Oh, you spoke in front of 1,200 kids?
Improvised. Not a single thing written down.
God, I wish I had that on tape. I'd play that every week on
this
show.
For 20 minutes. I had the whole place roaring in laughter.
You did?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
Oh, man. Then, you know, you're way ahead of me.
I was Dane Cook.
You were?
When you gave
I don't get that joke. I don't understand. What do you mean?
He's a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was
killing the kids. I was like Dane Cook up there.
It's like Dane Cook in 2008.
I was like, 08, Dane Cook. Untouchable.
I had my shirt off. No, yeah, it was fun. It was good.
Did you introduce yourself as, hi, I'm Clay O'Brien. I'm an alumnus. I'm also the CEO of Star Energy.
I said I'm the greatest human on earth.
Yeah.
I gathered some quick stats on, like, my phone about, like, drinking and college rates and all that sort of stuff, and deaths and all that. And I'm like,
yeah.
Don't be a statistic out there, kids.
The one thing that always shocks me about the motivational speaker, and there's...
But they paid me.
Oh, there you go.
You know? See? So I think to myself, this
is
20 minutes.
The rub.
This is like, you know, 20 minutes.
Right.
A few $100. Not bad.
And sometimes I think...
You're like, I may not be drinking, but I'm going to take some of this stuff and go buy some heaters with it, okay?
I'm going to possibly give them to school kids.
But part of the secret, I think, of being a good motivational speaker, at least in today's day and age, and look how I'm holding the pen while I'm talking.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Right? That's part of the shtick.
Yeah.
Is you kind of throw the shoulders around and you go, you know, I'm pointing this pen at you and I'm telling you right now.
Right.
I know what I'm talking about.
It's flow.
It's flow.
That's it.
It's flow. But you also, like, maybe if you have a little bit of a lisp, it helps for you a little bit too. You know, it's like,
what?
The reason you can't get out of bed in the morning.
You gotta be
depressed. You understand what I'm saying?
You gotta be from Yonkers too?
Yeah. Why not? Take the whole guy, right? Just create it up.
You know who the king is?
Can I have some more of him?
Yeah, I kind of like that. That's kind of addictive.
I do like him.
The reason you're so tired in the morning is because you don't eat breakfast.
You're sleeping on the floor.
If you eat breakfast every day before you get on the train with all the other schlubs who are working for companies they shouldn't be working for, this is the age of the entrepreneur, you understand?
Right.
It's kind of like...
Come to my seminar.
You got laid off this month? Go in your basement, gather up your baseball cards, and start selling them. Start a business today.
I'll buy your house.
You kind of like, you sound like a mix of Mike Tyson and a guy from Long Island together. If they like,
it's my poor attempt at this guy. I think his name is Gary Vaynerchuk. Do you know who he is?
No.
No.
Maybe I might have to play some of him later. He's a big sports marketing guy, and he's from Belarus originally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I know a guy from Belarus.
Do you know?
Shady guy.
Just because you're from Belarus doesn't mean you can't succeed in this world and become the biggest guy in showbiz with the most money and the most girls, and you could even become president, maybe.
That's pretty good.
But you got to wake up in the morning and you got to eat breakfast.
I could listen to an hour of that.
You could?
Yeah.
You know what?
If you had a headset on and like a nice suit.
Right. You'd like a $1 million, like I got, you know, $20,000 cufflinks on, and I'm talking to you, and I'm holding a cross pen.
No, they're $2 cufflinks, but you're telling people they're $20,000 cufflinks.
I can turn a $2 cufflink into a $2,000 cufflink in a week with my advice. More importantly, you got to remember, eat breakfast. More importantly, eat McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yeah. That's right.
This show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal. If you're ever thinking about becoming a motivational speaker,
a motivational speaker,
make sure you eat breakfast every morning, and make sure that breakfast starts with a hearty bowl of McCann's Irish Oatmeal. The Hooli's Hooli returns after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
I see so many young people, rightfully so, and it makes me admire them, be so altruistic, yet they're so weak inside themselves. They act as though they want to help the world as a way to build, you know, it's a facade, it's ego.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's fine, and it's a lot better than other things, so I don't judge.
Ooh.
It's just, I wasn't able to give this much back until I scratched a couple things for myself.
I'm stuck.
See, I can't even get...
Because I just finished Omni.
Because I just finished what? What did he say?
Finish Omni?
Because I just finished shopping at the Omni, Gary. I'm sorry that I'm so down on my luck here.
Did you say gerium?
Gary.
No, not a gerium. But that's you bring up a gerium. That's a strange, odd species that we've encountered on this program.
Yeah, right.
That was Gary Vaynerchuk. I believe I'm saying his name correct. Mike, am I saying his name correct? Yeah. He's a motivational speaker. So he's the guy that I keep seeing on all over my LinkedIn.
The nice thing about motivational...
But, you know, like, how he gets, like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, now it sounds like I'm pimping the guy, and I'm not trying to, but it's just, I think that's part of the shtick of being a
you
guy.
You gotta
like
be likable.
So if we had some underlying, like, piano playing, you think you could create a new guy?
If I had very heartfelt motivational things to say, I could probably concoct some things up, you know? Listen, you gotta cut out the drinking. You gotta cut out the tube sites at night.
You gotta be able to talk.
You gotta study more bran.
You gotta be able to talk and not really make sense. Just talk in a circle. Like, you gotta understand that it's not about what you feel inside that you can change relevant to what is outside of the things you can't control.
Right.
That was really good, Clay. Because I'm not sure what it meant, but it sounded really smart.
Exactly.
Right, that's the part of it. Yeah. Write 100 of those things down today.
Yeah.
And just start talking at Jewel. You know? Just like, just start pontificating in like the cereal aisle and talking to people as they come through.
Hating out
business
cards.
Listen, the reason that your 2-year-old is out of hand today
right,
is because you failed to take a shower when you got up this morning.
It's not your fault. Yeah. It's not your fault.
It's not your fault is an important
It's not
one.
Your fault this is happening. Yeah. There's a certain power inside your child that is fighting to get out. Discover it. Yeah. Discover it.
It's not your fault is the line that Robin Williams keeps doing
with
Will Hunting.
That'll make anybody.
Is that what he says to Will Hunting when he breaks him down?
Yeah.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault,
Clay O'Brien's book. Self-help. It's not your fault.
Exactly. That's all it
is. By Clayton O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's being a good salesman more than anything.
And then you do the book on tape. You're like, I was a painting estimator living on the north side of Chicago.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I turned everything around.
And one day I found myself.
One day I found myself playing an algorithm of numbers at the little auto machine at the J.J. Peppers.
I realized that I sounded believable when I lied.
And it occurred to me that I should have been doing this for years. I should have been playing lotto. Because we're all just playing lotto with our lives, aren't we?
You almost started.
We're all just playing lotto. We're just a bunch of bouncing balls. Who knows when your number's up? You know what I mean?
You sounded a little bit like, I caught a little bit of your Scorsese in there just for a second.
Scorsese as a motivational speaker?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful. We're all just a bunch of bouncing balls. And bouncing from one to the left, one from Queens, one from Manhattan, one from Brooklyn.
Bouncing around the Bronx.
One from to Chicago. Yeah. One from to Chicago, a new Martin Scorsese film.
See, yeah, I think if you write something, it's just like writing a stand-up routine. You just got to do it, memorize it.
And that's what these guys would be telling
you. Work on
you.
Your stops and your pauses and everything and just lie.
Work on your stops and pauses and lie as much as possible. Thing. And make sure you hold the pen at the base of the pen.
And then you get
with
like
your thumb and your index finger.
You get the music from like Cats. Behind you, the musical, musical, the piano music, you know?
Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats.
Of course.
That was all the big talk.
Shout out to you, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andy and Nick.
I know that he and Nicolas Cage like listening to the show together in their Mini Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And drinking Starbucks tea.
Just sitting on Mulholland Drive.
Did you guys watch Jesus Christ Superstar? Did you check it out?
That's right. We had Easter.
Right.
The Lord is risen.
Yes.
Did I watch Jesus Christ Superstar, the musical? I did not.
I think we caught like the first 5 minutes of it before we left Mom and
Dad's
house.
You watched like a half hour of it.
I did not. No, I left and...
I watched a little bit of it. Yeah. I thought it was actually pretty good.
Was it? Yeah.
I know that John Legend he played Jesus. Right. He's married to that Chrissy Teigen. Is that her name?
Yes, he is.
He played Jesus.
Who was that?
That was you.
Oh, I thought that was like, that sounded like an angry Australian man in the rafters somewhere. He played.
I saw the Judas part, one of the Judas parts, and that guy was really good.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the legend parts.
I didn't see any of the Jesus parts. I saw the bad guy parts. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Anyway, there was a Twitter war going on between Chrissy Teigen and Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, do it live.
Yeah. What did he have to say?
Jesus Christ Superstar live. His tweet was, I had no idea Jesus worked in a tattoo parlor.
Yes, I think I did hear about this. Yes.
Something like that. And Chrissy Teigen, who's John Legend's wife, tweeted back, yes, in the parlor special or something. Oh, I got to look it up. But it was something about they specialize in $30,000 cover ups in reference to the Bill O'Reilly scandal that went down, you know. So what's Easter with a lot of little celebrity feuds?
Yeah, exactly. What's Easter without a little hatred?
How was everybody's Easter?
That's your motivational speaker again. What's Easter without a little hatred?
Let's put a stop to it.
Mm-hmm. What'd you say, Bill?
I said, how was everyone's Easter?
It was lovely. We spent it together, Bill.
Yes.
I did.
In the later afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, we
did Easter. Did you go to church?
Yes, I did.
I did as well.
I did not.
That's okay. Did you watch it on TV?
Am I a heathen?
No.
I read about it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
It's important.
Did you have some ham?
I did, yes.
Not everybody has ham on Easter, though.
I had ham.
What did we have? We had roast beef. It was very good.
Yes, it was.
Roast beef and some cheesy broccoli.
Yeah, there's a lot of cheese involved. Potatoes, cheesy broccoli, cheesy casseroles.
Cheese and meat. Right. Easter.
God bless cheese and meat.
Yeah.
And the Easter bunny.
Shrimp.
And the Easter bunny. Man, my kids got so hopped up on candy that day.
Mine did too. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. They're still talking about it.
Oh, yeah. Where's
the candy?
I hid the candy. It's gone.
I ate it.
I ate some of it too. Yeah.
I ate a lot of it.
But yeah, my 3-year-old was bouncing off the walls. All he ever wants is candy. Doesn't want to eat anything.
That, yeah.
Treat? Candy?
Your teeth are going to fall out.
Right. I'm worried about it.
Excuse me.
Honey, no more candy for Mike. He can't have any candy at all.
Did you ever, do you remember?
He's going to grow up like you, Bill. Someone who has a 70% candy diet.
Just had a wintergreen lifesaver about 2 seconds ago.
I don't know if I call that candy. You like hardcore candy, though.
I got lemon heads.
Hardcore candy.
Mm-hmm.
And what is hardcore candy? Was it
Bill Snorton Pixie Sticks?
Spree, Sweet Tarts.
Yeah, sour stuff. Anything like, you know, newer,
Skittles.
More progressive candies.
more progressive
Nerds.
Candies.
Nerds. Yeah.
Bill, no, do you lean chocolate or chewy?
Oh, man.
Again, another motivational speech.
I mean,
are you chocolate or are you chewy? What kind of candy do you like?
I've been on a peanut. I go in, like, stages. So, like, I did a...
Oh, wow,
like,
let's get into it here.
I had a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup with Kit Kat's Cold Kick for probably two solid years.
Kit Kat's Cold Kick, Rock
Chalk. I would go get the king size.
So there's your chocolate.
I would get like three of the king size Reese's peanut butter cup packages and keep them in the fridge.
Yeah, right.
And then I would get like a big bag of peanut M&Ms. And the same thing with Reese's pieces. I would keep them all in, like in the freezer. And
okay,
then
so you're on the
then,
chocolate train.
I was
at
doing
this point.
That.
Okay, sure.
And I got off of that for a while, and, you know, I mean, I was doing Airheads, Lemonheads.
You sound like you're a drug dealer. Then I was doing, you know. And I was doing Airheads. And then I was doing
Starburst, my favorite Reds. You know,
it got real
Mike
bad, I'll tell
I
you, when I got hooked on a Juicy Drop Pop. That was, yeah.
When I started snorting Nerds, it got real bad.
Yeah. And then I just rediscovered the Caramello the other day. And ooh.
Isn't that a nice one?
It is.
You know what? I was big on the Rolo for a while.
Those are good.
Both are filled with rod wax.
Yeah. That's what makes it so good. I once ate so many Rolos that I actually threw up.
You ate so many Rolos that you puked?
Yeah. What do you like better, Rolos?
I was in Puerto Rico.
You know what's
what? That's a true story.
I got to hear it. How'd that happen?
You know what's better?
I was on vacation with my family, and I was like 12.
Oh, okay.
So everyone was having a good time. I'm like, I'm going to have 1,000 Rolos.
And puke all over the floor.
Yeah.
Rolos, you know what's a good little thing to do with Rolos?
What's that, Bill?
You,
this is a candy for the radio listening audience that may have lost
us. You
his.
Get pretzels, mini pretzels.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Like the mini, you know, knots or whatever you want to call them.
Yep, that's exactly what they're
called. You get those, you get some Rolos, you just press it on top of each one. You put them on some wax paper on a tray, line them all up, stick those babies in the oven for about, put it at like 400, stick them in the oven for maybe a minute and a half, if that. Let them get real nice and soft. Sprinkle a little sea salt on top of those guys.
You think I got wax paper and sea salt later?
Bill's cooking
my
with candy. He's cooking with candy at the house.
Put them in the fridge. Unreal.
Put them in the fridge.
The other question I
what do you have for dinner tonight? I was going to take a couple hundred Rolos and stick some pretzels in them and melt them at about 300 degrees.
Yeah. Excellent.
Let them out to cool and then sprinkle
none
a little
of that's
sea
happening,
salt.
By the way.
Have you had a Whopper lately?
I have not.
From Burger King?
No. Whopper's the candy. I had somebody ask me that.
Oh, yeah, no, I was never big into those.
Those are like malted milk balls, correct?
Yeah, no.
What about bullseyes?
Cattails,
cat
right?
Cattails.
Yeah, those
or
are
cow-tails,
all right.
Right?
I could be into those.
Those are okay.
Did you get the kids a chocolate Easter bunny? Because that's the go-to on Easter.
We kind of more so filled the eggs with M&Ms and that sense.
Sure,
you know,
yeah.
Those mini Kit Kats. It was more like Halloween candy than Easter chocolate
jelly
bunnies.
Beans?
Yeah. Jolly Rancher jelly beans.
Ooh, were they good?
I haven't tried
the Starburst flavored jelly beans are quite delicious, actually.
This is riveting discussion.
I think there's other Skittle flavored
it
ones.
It is, isn't it? Candy talk.
Candy
talk. It was
talk.
Easter.
Candy talk.
What is that? Is that Tom Jones' new album? Candy talk. Candy talk.
It easily
let me
be.
Hear your candy talk.
Is he alive?
Yeah. I don't know, but it is very Tom Jones-ish.
Let
know?
Me hear your candy talk.
Hey, candy talk. Hey, candy talk. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, candy talk?
Candy. Hey there, candy talk.
I like it. It's very good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, God, that's what we've been doing.
Well,
that's what you play before your motivational speech.
Yeah. Candy talk.
What's new, candy talk?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be. Maybe we should do it. How about the tag team motivational speaker team where they're like high fiving as they walk across the stage? Like,
yeah, they tap in and tap
out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
That's the.
I'm telling you, this is
a dream, man.
Yeah. Well, all we have to talk about right now with some shtick like that is create a character like that, and he's going to talk about screen addiction. All right. and it's going to be about everybody that's on their phone and all the and people using the phones as pacifiers to hand them to their kids. And you're going to talk about the destruction that that's going to and the impact that that's going to have on society 30 years from now. Uh-huh. And you just roll with it. That's your mantra.
It should be over the top, like cheesy.
Put down your phone. Chapter one.
Let's play good cap, bad cap.
But we got to come up with a shtick for that guy. Does he have a lisp? Does he look like a used car salesman? Is he going to go the Kevin Trudeau route?
Is he Southern?
Maybe he's Southern. America.
Maybe we should just motivate
people. Put your phones down, your smartphones.
We should travel the country and convince everyone to talk Southern.
Right.
That's our motivation.
Part of the reason when you're not waking up in the morning and you don't eat breakfast, you don't go to work and you don't talk Southern.
He's right.
Cut to a shot of a Southern guy in front of a huge plantation with thousands of dollars in front of him.
Thousands of cows behind him.
He's right. Just ask Daryl from Alabama. He's right. Yeah, he's got a shotgun in his hand.
He's right.
He's right. Anyway, we were talking about screen addiction, but that could be the shtick right there. We're going to start it, Clay. Mm-hmm. We're going to tag team in and out of it. We're going to talk about, you know, Johnny, yes, Papa, the little videos that all the kids are singing.
We'll brainwash people.
That's right.
You be the lisp guy, and I'll be the Southern gentleman.
Tag teaming it out.
Lispy and Southern man.
Lispy and Southern man.
Lispy. Michael Lispy?
I'm Michael Lispy. Motivational speaker. Put down your smartphones.
Michael Lispy Entertainment.
Brought to you by Michael Lispy Entertainment. I'm a lawyer.
Right.
He's a lawyer.
That's Harvey. What's his name?
I'm an accountant.
I'm a motivational speaker.
Yeah, that's what's his name from TMZ. What's his name?
Harvey Keitel's dying.
Harvey Levin.
Harvey Levin, yeah.
I'm a lawyer.
Well, Michael Lispy, motivational speaker.
I saw this guy talk at the Ramada in the Detroit area. Michael Lispy told me to flip houses. Man.
Then he played.
Am I glad I listened to him?
And then I listened to him and went back to this flip phone.
Right.
He played a song called Candy Talk.
He was a heck of a nice guy. Talked about candy for a while.
But that's okay.
But that's okay.
Talked about candy for like 40 minutes, but that's okay.
You know what I have noticed about candy a lot lately?
What have you noticed about candy, Bill?
You should work in the candy industry.
Like, mystery flavors. What is that all about? And then here's another thing. Watermelon flavored stuff used to be on like the pinkish colored side.
Yeah.
Now you get a green watermelon. It's like, no, that's supposed to be lemon lime. Why are we confusing everybody?
I don't know, man.
Good thing you're on top of it for everyone, though, to sort it out.
Airheads.
Candy detective.
Well, these are great.
Watermelon airheads used to be pink. Now they're green.
Bill Houlihan, candy detective.
Skittles.
Let me in! Open the door!
He's pounding on the door.
Green Skittles used to be lemon lime.
Everybody had the candy. It's the candy detective. He's here. Quick, stop injecting the green ones with the watermelon flavor.
Right.
Hide the candy, it's Bill. Hide the candy and the needles. Detective Houlihan.
I don't like
detective.
It, though. The mystery flavor is just pretty much a white ball of sugar and all these things.
It
it's
all
like,
is,
what?
Bill. It all is.
I don't know. You know what I had the other day, yesterday, though, that I was really impressed with?
What?
Berry-flavored Sour Patch Kids.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Interesting.
I mean, if you are a fan of the Wild Berry Skittle,
you should write a letter to the sour department over there. Oh, do they have they combined the heat and the sourness yet in one?
Yes, they have hot and ice on Sour Patch Kids. Sure do.
What? Wow. Hot and ice?
Yeah, I think it's hot and ice. Or like, yeah.
It's heat and sour?
Wait, is that what they call it for kids now? They go, oh, you want the hot or the ice kind of flavor?
There's like you can do like a half in a bag. And then there's like one of the
other. Probably shouldn't call it ice.
Well, that's like, it sounds like candy's morphing into like the cigarette industry. You know, like, well, we got hot heaters over here and we got ice flavored. Those are menthol
there.
Well,
I don't know. I think that people figured the Flamin' Hot Cheeto got so big.
It's more like the ice crystals, like, hey, yeah, ice, this is great. And then some meth dealer walks up to your kid's like, I got some ice. He's like, I'll take it.
Well, that's
your,
when...
So wait, your dad worked at the Mars Candy. He was in the sour department, and you were in the ice department at the candy factory.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, everything, when we put crystals on things, people go crazy for crystals, man.
Yeah, I became VP at ice real fast.
And by the way, the candy CEO, the C-level executive, he's Southern.
He works for Star Energy Candy Corporation.
Star Energy Candy Corporation.
We provide electricity and candy.
Right. And Michael Lispy motivational tapes.
Michael Lispy worked for us for 15 years.
Michael Lispy invented the Sour Patch Kid.
Invented the Sour Crystal.
We've talked about Sour Patch Kids a lot on this show.
He invented the Sour Crystal.
The Sour Crystal.
Somebody did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. When do you think they...
Isn't that nuts?
It is nuts. There's like a guy in a suburb in Dallas somewhere with a $3 million home. He's like, I invented the first sour crystal.
What was the...
The crystals they sprinkle on candy to make it sour, you know? Well, right. Come
what's
on.
The first like sour candy that you can think of that came out? Was there like a big sour... I mean...
There was a sour revolution of 89.
There was. There was a big sour revolution
right around the time
candy
the Berlin Wall fell.
That was the correlation, wasn't it?
All that sourness.
We're going to eradicate every symbolism of the Nazi Party and introduce sour candy to the masses at one time.
I don't know what the first candy was with sour flavor, Bill, and you'll have to research it on
your
own time.
Well, maybe it's Bill Reads from the Internet time.
Uh-oh.
Well, how about this? Did you guys, it was a pretty, our Loyola Ramblers did not make it.
Hey, nothing to be sour about.
No, nothing at all.
You got to
run.
The Final Four. Not a lot of people can say that.
It was rather painful to watch them go up in the first half and then get your hopes up so high and then completely
Well, you know what hurt them
apart.
Is they started out too cold. If they missed a lot of shots in the beginning, where if they would have made those...
Yeah, Michigan was cold too, though.
Right, but if Loyola would have made those shots in the beginning, it would have put them up when they were up by even more.
Yeah.
And they could have had an easier time. But hey... Go get them next year, boys. Hopefully a lot of those kids will... I think a lot of those kids will be back next year.
I think
year.
Maybe a good amount of them. I don't know. I can't say for sure. But it was thrilling to watch. And then everybody went after that Sister Jean for leaving the court early. Like, come on,
I don't think
man.
She was leaving
she
the court early.
She left the court early because she knew that they were going to lose the game. They were down like 12 with like a minute left or something.
I'm sure she just didn't go hop into a Nissan
no, she
Sentra.
Wanted,
she went
wanted
to the
to
locker
go,
room.
Exactly. She wanted to be there to greet the team when they came in rather
exactly.
than have to like not see them, you know?
Right.
And after the court was...
Whoever picks on a 100-year-old nun's a jerk.
I agree. I agree.
That's this country we live in. No mm-hmm. respect.
No respect for
Nothing.
Anybody.
Nothing.
Wow.
But then Michigan getting worked by Villanova.
Which is great.
I kind of thought that was going to happen, to tell you the truth. Villanova was far and away better than anyone.
Villanova's like a pro team.
Man. They were awesome to watch, though.
No hesitation.
None. Zero.
Let's go.
What'd you say, Bill? You have something you want to share
just,
with us?
I put
Bill's
in...
deep. He's deep into it.
You know, the first sour candy, and this is what I get. One of them says... Toxic waste may be the sourest candy ever.
Oh, what?
However, if you make it past the first 30 to 45 seconds or so, the sour coating will eventually dissolve, and it'll actually start to taste like something you want to eat. But the first 45 seconds or so is pretty awful. Toxic waste. Never heard of that candy. Here's it.
Let's get Bill some toxic waste. And
I've never heard of it as candy either. We all know what toxic waste is. No one.
I say we find Petty.
All right. It says the sourest candy. Zott's 1960. Yeah. They got number 8, Sweet Tarts. Number 7, Sour Nerds.
What is this? The top 10 sour list?
why are you reading a top 10 sour candy list right now?
What's going on here, Bill?
You know what we're doing?
We're
going to find
sour
this
candy.
Toxic waste candy and make him eat it on air.
Sour
oh my
Punch
gosh.
Straws. Number 5, Sour Flush. Never heard of that. Crybaby Tears is number 4. Never heard of that.
I've seen that.
Interesting.
These are the sourest candies.
Deltoid Sour, Apple Sours, and Lemon are number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've had those. Atomic Warheads, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
Toxic Waste, number 1.
Bill, you sound like a... You sound like a seventh grader.
I don't know what
Toxic waste, number 1.
No, this is Michael Lispy.
This toxic waste, number 1.
This stuff
most
is...
sour candy in the world.
Oh, man.
don't know. He just sounded like Mike Clark, didn't he?
He said this is like the staff meeting at Star Energy.
Toxic waste candy is so loaded with face shrinking, mouth puckering, saliva inducing citric acid that you were advised to seriously to brush your teeth or at least rinse your mouth afterwards so that you don't hurt your teeth. That's right. Toxic waste is so sour it can dissolve your tooth enamel. Fun! Exclamation point. Don't believe me? Question mark. Check out the video below of people trying and tasting it for the first time. Oh, wow. Yeah.
We got videos of this?
We got there video!
Yeah. Ooh. We might have to you might have to eat one on the air, Bill. Some toxic
I don't have
waste.
It.
Next week on the Hoolies Hoolie, Bill will be eating toxic waste.
Stay tuned.
Tune in.
I love it.
Yeah, I'll eat some toxic waste.
He'll be interviewed by Michael Lispy, motivational speaker. We'll be egging him on to eat some toxic waste.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love that.
That's a thing. We could do that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry,
Bill,
to interrupt. I just
no. That's
had
all right. You read from the internet.
Yeah. Lispy and the Cowboy host the toxic waste.
Lispy and the Cowboy.
Sounds like a TV show. Lispy and the Cowboy.
Right after Nick and Andy and all new Lispy and the Cowboy. About a young man from Belarus with a lisp who's wildly successful and his cowboy friend.
Who isn't?
Who isn't?
Eats too much candy.
Who isn't and has a candy problem?
Is a candy addict.
After the Villanova game!
Yeah. Someday, man. Someday.
Bill, what'd you think of the NCAA championship?
Well, my prediction, and I did pick Michigan to win by
so eight, you were wrong.
I was right about Michigan beating Loyola.
You were.
Yeah. But I think they ended up winning by, what, like 13 or 11 or something like that?
I don't know. Who cares? Loyola didn't win.
And then I'm pretty impressive that Villanova just took two national championships out of the last 3 years in college basketball. I haven't seen that since Duke?
Yeah.
In the early 2000s or UNLV?
What did UCLA late? Did it 18 times?
Who's
they?
Villanova's coach, Bill? What's his name? Do you know?
Jay Wright.
Jay Wright. That's right.
Gentleman Jay Wright.
But, you know, they were a heck of a. To tell you the truth, I mean, I don't know. They pretty much spanked Michigan.
They did.
I mean, they
really
spanked
did.
Them. It was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was pretty
it's impressive.
Decisive victory.
Do you think they would have spanked Loyola?
Yes.
They would have spanked us. They would have spanked the Bulls.
Yeah, they were pretty. I'm almost glad that Loyola didn't get it. It would have been kind of. Although, you know what? Congratulations to a Catholic university for winning that. That's big for them.
Yeah, I like Villanova a lot.
That's great for the city.
I think that's, Philadelphia, again, they get a national championship in basketball. They get the Super Bowl.
Yep.
They're having a good little streak there in Philly.
Cheese steaks for everybody.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Are you excited? It's Masters weekend coming up here. It's going
everyone,
on.
Everyone,
yeah. Guy shushed me at the Masters. I gave him a real hard slap.
I gave him a slap that I read about in the Soviet sales handbook. Chapter 9, how to slap somebody.
Michael Lispy, you told me to order the Soviet sales handbook. If anytime somebody shushes you, you smack them right with the back of your hand. Yeah, the Masters is coming
up. Is Tiger Woods in it?
He is.
Yeah, he's like one of the favorites, I think, too.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's like making a bit of a comeback.
If he wins it. I guess I will care for probably an hour.
Right.
I love Masters weekend. I think it's one of the cooler events in sports. And it's
when's it begin?
Tomorrow, I believe.
Oh, no, we're on here. Yeah, it does. So we're airing here on Wednesdays. Today was the par three, and then Thursday, which would be tomorrow. So by the time
you guys are
listening, they'll be heading into the final day, which would be Sunday. Tee off, I don't know. I'm sure it's pretty early.
All right.
You know who's playing in the Masters this year?
I got to do the first two cuts, you know?
Oh. Phil Ponce.
Yeah! That'd be sweet.
He's singing at the Masters Open.
No, he isn't.
He is.
Him and his kids.
Is there fact on this?
What's that?
Is there fact on this?
We can dig it up. We'll look for it. It's all over the internet. It's on
LinkedIn?
It's trending. Yeah, it's been trending on LinkedIn. Ponce to sing at Masters.
Him and his kids are singing, they're singing a Tesla cover song. Love is all around you.
They're singing Love is
love
all
song.
Around
you. It's Ponce's called Love Song by Tesla.
Love Song by Tesla. And now the Ponce Broadcasting family will serenade the audience with Love Song by Tesla. Golf clap.
Brought to you by Star Energy.
Brought to you by Star Energy.
A conglomerate.
Motivational speaker, a Michael conglomerate.
A worldwide conglomerate.
A worldwide conglomerate. And toxic waste.
The sourest candy on earth.
The sourest candy on earth.
Now, here are the Ponces.
I'm pumped for the Masters.
Tiger's not going to win. He's not going to win the World Series, and he's not going to win this Masters. So that's a fact.
Hey, who do you pick to win a World Series? Who am I picking? Tiger Woods.
Whatever happened to that? What do I look like? I'm picking Tiger Woods. Come on.
Tiger Woods wins World Series.
With magic pitch.
Right. After reading Michael Lispy's book.
The magic pitch.
The magic pitch.
No, that'd be like something Michael Lispy would say to the audience. You know, when Tiger won the World Series, because sports facts were all wrong.
Yeah, sports facts were all wrong. Everyone's nodding.
You know,
when Tiger won the World Series, everyone's like, he had breakfast every morning.
They're like, is he talking about the Detroit Tigers or is he talking about Tiger Woods?
You know, when I was counseling Tiger, we had some very good sessions together, and he finally knocked out Evander Holyfield because of me.
Yeah,
because Michael Lispy.
Because of Michael Lispy,
professional doctor.
We gotta come up with a card, professional doctor, Michael Lispy,
as opposed to an amateur doctor.
You know? As opposed to a fake doctor.
Hey, this guy's real serious. He's a professional doctor. They don't come along very often.
No.
Honey, our neighbor, you won't believe it. He's a professional doctor.
Speaking of professional doctors, if you notice, I got my hillbilly teeth got fixed.
Oh, let me see.
Oh, yes.
They look good.
Yeah. Switched dentists, and I went to a new guy.
Mm-hmm. And you're happier with his work?
Beautiful. Happy with the whole thing.
How'd you go about it? Would you say, hey, the last guy wanted to fix everything else before he fixed what
I said,
wanted?
The last guy wanted to sell me a Cadillac before he wanted to fix it.
Yep.
And I know this guy I've known. He's from the Fenwick community. So I should have gone before I went to the knucklehead, but I made it there.
Go ahead. Give him a shout out if he's a Fenwick man.
His name's Anthony Ponzio. Dr. Ponzio.
Yeah, Dr. Ponzio. Sure.
Yeah. Did a great job.
There you go. Free plug.
In Ponzio. And out. Beautiful. One of the greatest dental experiences I've ever had.
Did you ask him about MUDS? Did you say you ever been to MUDS? Midwestern University Dental Clinic?
I didn't know. We got to keep MUDS on the DL.
Yeah.
I need a new dentist.
Get over there.
Yeah, with all that.
He's over there on North Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Doc, I've been eating a lot of toxic waste. You make room for me today?
Bill, you got to call and say that.
Listen, I brush every night, but the amount of toxic waste I eat, I got a bad tooth.
Yeah. And then they'll figure out it's just candy.
What is that? Was weird.
And then they'll figure out it's just candy.
Who is that?
I'm wondering if like they would take my X-rays.
That
was
like
teeth.
A guy sitting six rows back.
And then they'll figure out it's just candy. Wait, was that what is that? Paul who?
Paul Lind. Yeah. As opposed to Paul Sanchez, one of Clay's aliases.
Director Paul Sanchez.
Director Paul Sanchez.
Directed
Sanchez.
Manchester by the Sea. He did.
All right.
He didn't tell anybody.
The White Sox and the Cubs have started as well, guys.
Yeah. Opening day is, well, we tape this on Wednesdays, but I think it's the opening day for the White Stockings is tomorrow.
The home opener.
Yeah. Who's pitching Shields?
James Shields will be going
Tiger.
For the White Sox.
I can't believe they're going to let Shields open. He's garbage.
They don't have a lot on the pitching side. A lot of their guys are hurt and young, and they're not going to, you know, I mean, the White Sox are going to groom these guys along. I've been pretty impressed so far with them.
I'm very excited for the Sox this year.
I'm going to go to some Sox games.
We say that every year.
No, but I'm going to. I really am.
And then the Cubs,
tickets are $15. I mean, how can you not?
Yeah, Major League Baseball.
The Cubs are off to a little bit of a slower start, but here's the thing about these.
Plus, I can stay in the Star Energy Skybox.
Right. Yeah. Taking the kids at a White Sox game, staying in the Star Energy Skybox.
Free walnuts for everybody.
Free toxic waste for the kids. Beef sandwiches for mom and dad.
So, anyways, the Cubs are off to a slower start, but I think they're gonna be fine. The Sox need to come out and like have like an electric like first 3 months to even stand a chance.
That's what I want.
The Cubs can be mediocre because we've all seen what they can do in the second half when they catch a groove.
Or acquire a major free agent.
Yeah.
The Cubs will not win the World Series.
Thanks, Clay.
The Sox will not either.
No.
Okay.
Well, but somebody will.
Yes. Somebody's hey, newsflash from Michael Lispy. Someone will win World Series. You know what else is a newsflash? We're going to take a break. The Hooli's Hooli returns after these messages.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooli show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend who's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Ponce.
You're listening live on WTTW. As the action unfolds in front of our eyes here, Ponce is making his way to the stage.
It looks like the Ponces are now arriving.
They're now arriving. And the curtain has just revealed that it's Tesla behind them. 80s hairband Tesla. Very good.
They were huge.
Much nicer here at the Masters.
Tesla was huge in southern Indiana.
Here at the Masters, the Ponces will now sing Tesla's song.
Ooh, listen to that guitar work by Dan.
Everyone gets quiet. Lighters in the air. Teeing off now.
Seeing the reflection of the lighters in Phil's glasses makes me cry.
Seeing the reflection of the lighters in Phil's foot joys makes me cry.
Ah, thanks, Jim Nats.
We'll be back after these. You're listening to the Hoolies Hoolie. Welcome back. A little shtick there on the Masters. I'm excited for the Masters. There's like I love laying down. I'm missing my big TV that my kid broke. So now I'm going to have to watch the Masters on my little box.
Yeah. What'd your kid do? Would he throw something at it?
He threw a matchbox car or something.
At your TV?
Yeah, and he cracked the LED on it. It's done.
Oh.
Nobody's... Where have all the TV repairmen gone? It's a new Paula Cole song.
You forgot about Paula Cole, yeah.
Did she do Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?
I believe she did, yeah.
Yeah, where's she at now?
And she goes... Maybe have all the TV repairmen gone?
Maybe we'll play some Paula. Do we have Paula Cole?
Mike's going to dig up some Paula Cole. Hey, we're going to talk candy. Go in there and dig up some Paula Cole for us to play.
I was real big into Paula Cole.
Yeah.
Michael Lispy. Does he know about Paula Cole?
Who?
Michael Lispy.
She became famous because of him.
She's part of his cult, the Lispy cult. Oh, that's what I wanted to talk
Lispians.
About. The Lispians. The Lispians. There's a great amount of Lispians here at the Masters this weekend. They've all been branded with an ML on their buttocks.
Michael Lispy.
Well, that's what I was getting at. I think there's a cult called Nexium. I got to look it up.
Isn't there a very fine line?
Have you read about Nexium or heard about it?
A fine line between motivational speaker and cult leader?
Yeah, it's essentially pretty close. Like, cult leaders are motivational speakers that never broke out.
Right.
They weren't good at multi-level marketing, and then they only had a couple hundred like followers, and they were like, now you can't leave.
They're radical motivational speakers.
Radical motivational speaker, RMS.
Michael Lispy, radical motivational speaker.
He's the Abby Hoffman of his day.
Top 10 FBI most wanted list, Michael Lispy, radical motivational speaker.
He's been branding people with an ML on their buttocks everywhere.
Burning people's brains for years.
Nexium, N-X-I-E-M.
What's that? Is that like the Illuminati?
Well, I think that's a drug called Nexium, too.
Yeah, what's that? It's for heartburn.
Yeah, it is. I'm a member of Nexium. Is that a cult? That's a heartburn clinic.
Isn't it a heartburn medication? Yeah. What are you talking about?
No, now it's going to kill me. Now I got to look it up. But do you know who Catherine Oxenberg is? She was on Dallas, I think.
Interesting name.
She's a beautiful woman.
Okay. Dallas, the original TV show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or she's like a soap star. I think it's Catherine. She was married to Casper Van Diem, I believe, who was a WB star for quite some time.
And?
And everyone Googled Casper Van Diem. She was very worried. She got involved in a cult who was like a motivational speaker guy. He's like a psychological guru. It was kind of like Esther Scientology, one of those religions. And Bill, are you Googling this for me right now? Are you looking for
There was that one guy named Michelle.
No, his name's not Michelle.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
He was a cult leader.
Nexium is a multi-level marketing organization that offers personal and professional development seminars. They're based in Albany County, New York.
That's them. How's it spelled?
Nexium was founded in 1998 by Keith Raniere.
Keith Raniere, yeah. And he's brainwashed all these women, many of whom are sort of soap actresses and sort of, I guess you'd call them C-level actresses, C and D-level actresses.
Sure.
Catherine Oxenberg's daughter was one of them. And they become brainwashed and they start to follow him. And they call him the guru. Allison Mack from Smallville was one of the co-conspirators on this thing. And he's just been indicted, I believe, and was captured in Mexico.
Captured?
Yeah. But he was branding women with his initials.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just a really bizarre story. And there's a 2020 that I watched a couple weeks ago about it. And I think maybe that, you know, I'm filled with motivational speakers and gurus and cult leaders.
It can go down a hairy road if you're not careful.
It can get, If you're not careful, it can go down a hairy road.
Well, I'll tell you.
That's a Ponce jingle.
It's a Paul Simon song.
It's a Ponce original.
Well, I'll tell you what.
He sings at the end of every Chicago Tonight. If you're not careful, you can go down a hairy road.
Yeah.
Brought to you by WTW.
I'll tell you what.
Star Energy.
Brought to you by Star Energies and
brought to you by Star Energy
and the Catherine D. MacArthur Foundation.
People won't be going people won't be joining any toxic waste cults. I'll tell you that.
Only toxic waste fan clubs, which I'm sure there is one.
I am the president of the toxic waste fan club. I ate 30 sour toxic waste balls before I came out here today, and I told Huckabee to talk for me because my mouth is so sore.
I don't remember this Allison Mack person you speak of.
She was. She's kind of hot.
I'm looking at her. She don't look too hot.
She was like, who was the guy on Smallville? Remember that was when, for a very brief period in Hollywood, bald men were accepted, and he became this posterman for bald people.
Lex, the kid guy that
played Lex
Luthor.
Luthor, yeah. What was his name?
Michael
Rosenbaum. Yes, thank you, Mike.
Mikey Rosenbaum, yeah, sure.
Oh, she played the girl that was like, she's one of Clark's friends.
Oh, all right.
Like, yeah.
Clark's friend, Chloe. Well, anyway, she's...
Oh, wow, here's a picture of the,
Of the branding?
Of the branding.
Yeah, let me see that for a minute. Man. Bring that over here. We're looking at Alice. Yeah, see, it looks like an AM, and then it looks like a K. What's his name, Keith?
Keith Raniere.
Keith, and then it looks like a KR from this way. So there's quite a few of women, apparently, that have been branded with these labels, and he made everybody get nude and get into a semicircle and participate in some very bizarre ritualistic behavior. Clay, do you think Michael Lispy has the capability to entice soap opera actresses to get nude into a semicircle and allow themselves to be branded with Lispy?
Am I under oath?
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a weird... That trial would be bizarre. Someone's phone just went off. You getting text messages, Bill?
It's Lispy.
It's Lispy. Quit talking about me.
Yeah, this Nexium thing is intriguing. That other girl from Smallville, the brown-haired girl, was involved, too.
Yeah.
Kristen Kreuk.
I thought she was very hot.
She was beautiful.
Growing up, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She was Superman's boyfriend.
Superman's boyfriend?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
You know what I mean.
Superman's
That's how
boyfriend.
They try to confuse
Superman's
you.
Superman's boyfriend was Jimmy. Quit kidding yourself. It was Jimmy. We all know it.
Wow, yeah.
Jimmy was the one eating toxic waste, and he and Superman. Yeah, come on.
In March 2018, Raniere was indicted on federal charges after being arrested in Mexico on sex trafficking charges.
Sex trafficking he was charged with. What a creep. But he's had, like... Richard Branson has gone to him and listened to his seminars. Like, a lot of Hollywood people bought into this.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. You know, Michael Lispy, I'm an accountant, is a great idea.
Well, we better get on it.
Or Clay, it's Michael Lispy and Cowboy? Is that what it was?
In Southern Gentleman?
In Southern Cowboy. No, it wasn't Southern Cowboy, was it?
The Lispy and Cowboy show or the Lispy and Southern show?
Lispy and the Cowboy.
We can't even remember our own show.
Our own fake show? The Lispy and the Cowboy.
Lispy and the Cowboy, that's what
Lispy
it was.
Lispy and the Cowboy.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
That's my tagline.
That's right. Lispy and the Cowboy, that's right.
You starting a cult? That's right.
Well, it's been another week of insanity on this program. I guess the theme of it has been motivation.
Motivation.
Get motivated.
Yep.
Be yourself, but be somebody you can't. Reach.
Right.
Be yourself, but be somebody you can't reach.
But when you do reach yourself, thank me.
Here it is again.
There it is. If you've enjoyed the last hour of the program, you can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie at freecrack.com, CRAIC, or you can find us on iTunes and search for Free Crack there. This show is presented by Hibernian Transmedia. Stick around for the program that follows this one. That's The Crack with Gino Cooney and Mike Houlihan. They tape that show live at the Irish American Heritage Center every Thursday night. And then stick around for the traditional Irish music sessions that follow. The show starts at 6, and these sessions start at 7.
Yep.
That's it.
That's all I got.
Next week.
There it is.
A little Paula Cole to go out on the program. I hope you all have a lovely week. Stay motivated.